Danny, do you want to tell him a little bit about that new song that just played at the beginning of this episode?
What? Was there a new song at
the beginning? I think there was. We have a new mini-sodes theme. Tell us about it.
Well, if you if you're interested, go check out our good friends Al and Zach.
Hello.
And they may or may not be people that call in and do fun voices on our I'm not sure. I mean, you might be able to hear at the end a familiar voice. Yes.
Yeah.
And they just sent it to me, and they sent me two versions. They sent me one that didn't have one
well,
no, one clean and one with one without Jeremy. They were afraid that you're going to be
sensitive about it. Yeah, I need
sensitive.
Shout out to.
I don't think it's.
I left it in. I mean, I took out the text, so all it is the song fades out, and then you hear him doing my laugh, or what he thinks is my laugh.
Oh, you didn't keep him saying working on my Jeremy laugh?
No, I did not.
Oh, that did not make the cut.
No, but him laughing did. Yeah. So
okay.
You know,
okay.
Shout out to.
So I guess you did get a little sense. You were a little sensitive about it.
No, I just thought couldn't. It's like we're going into a segment and less words. The
so
better.
You were producing a song that was produced for free for our
correct
free podcast.
I was micro producing. Yes,
I get it. Yeah,
and if you want to hear it again, just hit rewind,
guys. Here's the thing. A lot of people on Twitter were talking about how the cicada frenzy that's happening isn't really that bad. Well, I'm here to tell you that in
food prices have gone up.
Pennsylvania, where I am right now, I've never heard such a deafening sound outside before in my life. And well, I went to
with respect,
I went,
your
I went
hearing
to go get
was
gas.
Destroyed 17 years ago.
I went to go get gas not 3 miles down the road, and it's silent. So I don't understand like what is happening.
Well, in a town, like,
he killed them with fire.
Well,
the answer is he killed them with fire.
I don't think all of these towns were wiped out in a fire within 17 years of these creatures popping up. I'm just saying, I find it strange that like it's very loud in some places, and like in the same region, it's not.
Well,
so talk to me about that, guys. Isn't that good content?
Let's get to that, yeah. But first, welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's you. And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona, a.k.a. Big Cicada.
Call me Brute X. It's respectful.
Wow.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this mini-sode. Shout out for that beautiful theme song, too. Thank you so much, fellas, for
thank
for
you,
that.
Mickey and Mallory.
Yeah, Mickey and Mallory did that.
Got two great fans. Two great fans writing into us from Las Vegas. Mickey and Mallory, they say they never miss an episode. Also, that when they kill people, they think of us, which I think is really, really kind of cool. Yep. They've been linking us all these videos taken from a gas station, which is kind of weird. And I wish they wouldn't tag us in those videos anymore. Nevertheless, we appreciate you watching. Thank you, Mickey and Mallory.
The last few were just all you could hear cicadas, just like drowning it out. So what a great, you know, tie-in to the episode we're talking about today, which is these fucking cicadas are everywhere.
I haven't noticed one. Is it Jeremy? Jeremy, is it weird that I haven't noticed a one? We all live in Brooklyn, and I haven't noticed one.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that they're not
here.
There's
none in Crown Heights.
But when I go to Ohio, see, this is what I remember. So when I was in 1985. I had my brain surgery, and right around then, right when I was recovering, was my first cicada experience where they came, you know, out of the ground and attacked everybody.
Oh, wow. You lost your wings pretty young.
Yeah. But I remember because they would have like their big thing was snappy cicada pizza, which is
what it sounds like.
Snappy tomato pizza. And they would put cicadas on that shit and sell it. And yes, people are doing that now. They're making delicacies out of them.
They're a great source of food. They're totally not locusts. They're the opposite. They're here to give us food.
Brute X.
Yeah. Then we had a sit down and we decided that going forward that the best message for the brand would be we're unknown, but we could be good. You know, we're all together. We're a brood. We're brood X. Brood you X. know, we could kind of it all happen.
Yeah.
We're definitely, you know, we wanted to appeal to people who could think in multiple increments of 17 years. And we thought we were like, who's that best for? Generation X. We got this. Brood X.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. All the 51-year-old guys out there that listen to Guided by Voices are loving us.
Oh, speaking of, there's a new Guided by Voices album.
Exactly. That's how you could tell that the cicadas emerged from the fucking ground again.
Okay, so I guess it was...
Every 30 albums, they come out 17 years.
That's how you could time it, yeah.
So just 34 about, years ago today...
You can set your watch to it.
Was June 10th, 1987. So it must have been right around there.
What are we talking, brain surgery? Cicadas, I thought you said that was 85.
Well, I was born in 75, so my first cicada experience was 87. And then I must have been like going
pretty
back and forth
sure
between the hospital.
Pretty sure you were born earlier than that, Jeremy.
Well, 75, but
Jeremy,
do the math.
Pretty, can we get a fact check on this, Dan?
Years.
Dan, can we get a fact check?
Yes.
Dan doesn't do that. No,
he's fucking old. He's fucking old.
Yeah, okay, old. I thought so. Just
no,
check.
But I remember it took over the whole, you know... Took over the whole city. Everybody was going nuts about these cicadas.
But didn't they seem bigger? Is it just because you were smaller that they seem bigger? Because I'm looking at them now and I'm like, they're not as big as
I used to fly around on them.
I'm trying to remember. In a desperate bid to regain popularity, didn't Dayton rename itself Cicada City at that point briefly? Didn't you live over there at the time that Dayton? Yeah. I thought you could have voted on the referendum to change to stop that. It was embarrassing part of...
Yeah,
Buckeye history. Dayton voting to change his name to Cicada City for exactly 1 month. 17 years ago. 34 years ago this day.
Well, I did look up some cicada horror stories. I thought maybe...
What is it? I tried to start my car. It wouldn't start. Oh, no.
No. Mm. Here's one that happened 2 days ago, a couple blocks from...
Oh, stop sign. You skidded through a stop sign?
No. It was hot, and the guy didn't have AC, and he had his windows down, and he stopped at a light, and they all started coming in, and he crashed his car because, like, he didn't know what to do. He put up the window, and there were cicadas flying in his fucking car, and he drove around, and he fucking hit, like, a telephone pole or something.
Are they friends with your family or anything?
No, but I saw it.
So I can speak honestly about them?
You can speak honestly, yes.
Fucking idiot should have left both of his windows open.
Right, if
instead
you left
of closing.
Open, they would have gone through. Yeah.
That's all you had to do. But apparently that's too much for the people of Cicada City.
The police said that word to the wise, keep your windows up.
Thank
so they
you.
Can't go
but
in.
He didn't have air conditioning. You did preface the story with context. So.
Right, that's true. I might have made that part up to try. I might have made that part up to help him in his.
All right, it's time to get the clue. I'm trying to find some clues here. I'm on the case. All right, let's see.
We have a lot of exoskeletons, a coffee cup holder. We got some keys, a couple jewel pads. What's going on here?
Just like globby spots where he's like was able to kill a couple of them.
Yeah, exactly. Just like foot
just happened,
footprints.
Just happened to be right in his line of sight.
Splats.
So that's what happened.
It's not not an ideal scenario. In fact, quite an uncomfortable one.
So any good ones, Jeremy?
Well, instead of horror stories, I did find some like, you know, like five facts about things that you probably didn't know about cicadas.
It better not be from heavy.com.
Female,
they are the
cicadas,
worst providers of five facts.
Lay eggs in trees, and when they hatch, they drop to the ground and begin burrowing.
They hide. They don't want to. They don't want to see us. They want to hide underground and eat roots for a long time. That's what they do.
Male cicadas have sound boxes in their abdomens. Male cicadas make
loud.
Several type of sounds.
That's why they're always asking if you want to get their mix. If you want to hear their mixtape.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. they're attracted to lawnmowers and weed eaters, which seems like a bad idea for them.
But not for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One is because they're Tauruses.
Ford?
It's because they're Tauruses.
They've been hitting me in the face. I walk out to the car and I'm getting like
I'll tell you
in the
what,
face by them.
I'll tell you what, jellyfish can shut down a nuclear power plant. Mm-hmm. Jellyfish can block the outflow, the exhaust, the what do you call it? Dispose the wastewater disposal from a nuclear power plant because it's so much warmer than the surrounding water. They can completely block it up and shut it down.
Well, if we want to go back to the unfortunate events due to cicadas, here's one from my beloved Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, it wouldn't be an episode if we didn't talk about Ohio.
Cicada City, Cincinnati. I remember that.
Cincinnati police said a cicada is responsible.
Police said.
For a single car crash in the East End neighborhood Monday evening. While the driver sustained only minor injuries, the cicada was not so fortunate and found dead on the car's floorboard. Flew through an open window, hit the driver in the face, causing them to crash into a utility pole.
It's almost exactly what happened here.
Yeah,
yeah. It sounds like your buddy in Pennsylvania just kind of read a newspaper article and then decided to do a little reenactment.
Yeah, right.
Trying to go in an effort to go viral. I see what's going on here. We see your ploy. You're in your gambit. Okay, It's not going to work. Okay, I have 3 degrees. How many do you have?
I have one degree.
He was like, my diploma is in a circle. What is yours?
My diploma is in a circle.
I was going to say, I have a trapezoidal degree. Well, how about yours?
Anything? You got nothing. I really would assume that cicadas are doing way more damage than what the internet is providing Jeremy with.
Anyway, we are doing enough experimentation with using little tiny boards to control insects to make them fly the way we want to. So there's no doubt that the next time a cicada brood emerges, which, as we agreed, we're going to call them Brood X. It's what they like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 2038.
In 2038, we should be much more worried about them shits being weaponized because technology will have advanced that much more in 17 years.
And it looks like it. Have you seen their red eyes? I mean, they are primed to have lasers in them, just like Cyclops, you know, but they have two.
Oh, so they're not like lasers. I would check in with that. They're not lit. Cyclops's beams are concussive force. Even though they get hot, I don't believe that they're lasers. And there's a big debate about this on the internet.
Apparently.
Only you would know something like that out of the three of us.
Oh, okay.
You just gained some listeners and you just lost some listeners. So you're still at the same place you just were before you said that.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Anyway.
Well, you tried. Just like the cicadas did before they died.
Yeah. That's all they're doing is they're trying.
I mean, imagine having to shed your...
I'm watching them die right now.
Imagine having to shed your skin.
And they're gone.
We don't We don't do it all at once. We're just like constantly shedding skin. But imagine like instead of having your period, but in that interval, everybody had to unzip like 12 times a year. You had to unzip your skin and crack out of it over a weekend. You had to molt. Mm. Can you imagine that?
Mm. I'm thinking about it right now and it's great podcasting.
I think that would really inconvenience us if we had to molt that often.
But that's where exoskeletons come in. You know, we could have our own.
Typically you'll eat. Some animals will eat their own molted skins after that.
Snakes.
So that stuff's not wasted because it takes a lot of energy to produce that stuff. Mm. So.
Yeah, and if you're eating out of the Mediterranean diet, that skin is going to be real good. And you're going to want to
eat just a touch of sea salt.
Yeah. Just a little olive bit of sea salt on the grill. That's it.
On the grill.
On the grill.
Yeah. I know a great place.
You like lemon? You add a little lemon to that too. It'll be great.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, the inventor
of broccoline, my famous broccoline inventing son, insists on his broccoli having lemon on it.
Nice.
Due to a book and then tasting it in real life.
Nice.
And liking it.
You roast it? What do?
You do whatever you want. You steam it, you boil it, you roast it, do what you want.
Saute it
with some garlic.
A little pine nuts.
I mean, beef with broccoli, he hated it. I put the same, a different beef, same broccoli in tacos, he loved it.
Well, that's just the way that it appears. A little beef and broccoli can be a little slimy to him.
It was ugly.
You put it in taco form, it's like, oh, I know exactly what this is, and I'm all about it.
Now, what
Alfie
approached it? He approached
Alfie's
it nicely.
The same way. It's
Alfie will speak that language.
He will eat. Well, like I feel like if Alfie was going to eat cicadas, he would like them to be
taco.
Yeah, in like taco form for sure, or like you know, as like a date, just like one. Like he loves dates, so I feel like he could just like eat like you know a lightly seasoned cicada. But if you were like making that into
don't they
like
have pits in them,
but there, yeah, you can get pitted ones. Come on. This is 21st century, man.
Pitted dates. Machine pitted dates are not reliably pitted. There may be some broken pieces, and it says so right on the
container. No, it's true. And that's why I make sure to look before I give it to my son. But with cicadas, I just let him eat whatever he wants. Except for the wings. I tell him don't eat the wings because they get stuck in your throat.
Just use them to pick your teeth. Exactly.
It's like a bay leaf. You don't want that.
Jeremy, as a vegan,
as a vegan who's not a. Cicadas as a vegan?
No.
Yeah, as a vegan who's not annoying.
It's funny because I did a movie a while back with Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow, and they had a scene where they had a bug eating party, and so I had to make
you had to get vegan bugs.
Basically, I had to get vegan bugs, but I had a friend of a friend make molds. So they took some dead ones of all these bugs of this guy. There's one guy in New York City. He's been in the Times and all this stuff. Who hosts these parties? So he'll come to you. And bring different spiders and bugs and beetles and whatever. I don't know what they
and cook them for you at your house.
Yeah. So we just decided on four that we would recreate. So this person who was a food stylist made us gummies and made us chocolates. And they just kind of look like bugs. And so that way Gwyneth Paltrow would eat one because otherwise she would not. And
I get it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think that's not a part of my vegetarian diet.
I think we need. I think that
but
you said the one guy in New York.
Really
I think they need
smell
competition.
Like her vagina, Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah. It's goopy. It is real goopy.
The butt. Yeah. You missed a goop joke in there somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. No, but that's my eating bugs story. And a lot of people on set,
Jeremy,
they were like,
"You
psyched.
Deflected. Would you?
No.
Eat cicadas?
No, I will not.
Do you eat honey?
Would you eat cicada?
Honey is produced by an insect.
So. But there's not the insect. I'm not killing an insect. I mean, listen, I'll kill an insect all day, but I'm not eating them when I kill them.
So it's more wasteful.
What
if you killed them to eat them? Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
What if you
do you respect people who kill people who kill their own food?
Look, here's the example for you, Jeremy. You're back in Southern Ohio right now. You
have
Thursday. There's no family. There's no one there. You're stuck in the woods. Thankfully, cicadas, they're there
everywhere,
they're plentiful everywhere.
They're vulnerable,
they're
they just molted, so they're soft.
They're full of protein, they're ready for you to munch.
You're nubile is what he's saying. Yeah,
I would say for you. I would be very thankful that I carry around my Foraging for Vegetarian book in my hip pocket 24 hours a day.
You'd,
so
you'd
I can
acorn
avoid
tea.
That.
You'd make an acorn tea.
I forgot to mention that the world has had some of poison to it, and every foraging plant outside is contaminated.
Is dead.
So
only things
yes.
that were burrowed down
if
a foot.
If you're trying to convince me to say,
will you die or will you eat cicadas? Is all I'm asking.
No, I will. I would eat whatever. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Whatever you'd eat, whatever, so you wouldn't die.
I'd kill an animal. Yeah, break its neck. With my hands.
Do you respect people that kill their own food as opposed to just order a steak and
I mean,
have it served?
I grew up with
restaurant?
That. Yeah, I grew up with people who killed animals to eat, and some would just kill them to kill them. But the majority of people would use the meat and you know make venison and coffee table eggs and lucky on the wall and but they would use the animal, so it's not like they're just killing them to kill them. Now there's a whole bunch of people who just kill things to kill, and that's a whole they do it for sport or whatever. I know those people too, but I that's not me. I don't feel like I have the power to kill anything. I don't really want that pressure. So, but I'll kill some broccoli. I mean, theoretically, that has nerve endings and stuff.
Feelings.
So
how many plants have you killed in your apartment?
Yeah, every time I give him a plant, he kills it.
I have one spider plant that survived. That's it. Yeah.
Wow.
Is it still
Jeremy,
alive?
You're talking to somebody that figured out how to kill a succulent. So.
Well, because
I have
put,
also killed succulents. I have managed to kill the succulent whose Latin name is Semper Vivum, which means live forever.
Oh. Isn't that something? Oh. Well, I don't know. I wish we had some tips or tricks on ways to enjoy the summer without being
well, they're
fully
only around for another 2 weeks, and then they'll all be
oh,
dead,
is that it?
And everybody can go
oh,
back
the
to
the cicadas,
normal.
I would say saute with salt and pepper.
They don't have a long lifespan. No, but like I said, there's none in Brooklyn, and there's a fuck ton here, so I'm going to bring a bunch back, and we should just try to eat some. Yeah. I'll keep them on ice. Yeah, they'll be fine. Right, I don't know what the shelf life of a dead cicada is.
Well, I can bring you some Ohio ones, and we could see if they're different. I guess.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, that'll be fun.
Jeremy,
yeah.
If you're gonna bring anything back from Ohio, bring back some Grippos.
Can you also get? Can you also get? I also need like a couple clear boxes and some sewing needles and some other stuff. I want to just put together a really beautiful diorama.
Oh, I thought you were making like a plane or so. You were going to make them fly you around or something.
Oh, no, that would
he
be
He wants
cool
to
too.
Mount them is what he's saying.
I need
be,
one.
You know what? It's a great idea for a reboot of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids during a cicada outbreak.
Oh, wow. That'd be different.
They all look context. The same, too. Like, you would know. It'd be like, ooh, which one is the nice one? Which is the one I just rode? I can't
It'd
tell.
Be like
Why
mini,
are they fucking?
Mini Starship Troopers. Mini Starship
Troopers.
Which is, I think, pretty much the most overtly anti-bug movie we have in the modern canon.
Bug's Life? Well, I guess that's pro-bug.
Starship Troopers, yeah. It's very, yeah. What do you call it? Blatant anti-bug propaganda.
Oh, excuse me. How about a little movie called Arachnophobia?
Or Tremors. No, that's not.
That was a lot of things. Tremors, that was wormies, right?
Arachnophobia worms, was fun. It was also scary.
Yeah.
Arachnophobia was fun.
I haven't seen any of those in a while. Go out and watch Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia scared the shit out of me. Garrett Henson, who I was in The Mighty Ducks with, and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Are we talking Eldon Henson?
No, talking to his little brother, Garrett.
Mm. Well, maybe we'll get a hold of him, see what his thoughts on cicadas are. And if he eats
and
them
eating
or not.
Them.
Yep, and eating them, definitely.
But he's if a vegan, too, so maybe he does.
Ooh, I don't think he would. I don't think that's vegan. If you have a cicada story or two, why don't you give us a shout on the Twits?
Let us know about your vegan cicada stories at 347-470-8150.
It's our special cicada hotline. Yes.
If you do CrossFit and just can't help telling us about it, let us know. 347-470-8150.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, the whole vibe of the CrossFit scene with the open door, garage door, everybody in there does not bode well for cicada
outbreaks
like this. I hadn't thought about that.
Think about where they would just like go in there and be like, all right, like pumping some
there's
iron.
There's some search terms. CrossFit cicada.
Hey, look at that. I love that tractor tire. Can you move it?
Let's nest. Awesome. Let's nest in it. Let's fuck in it because we only have a couple weeks to live. Yes. We are cicadas. Dude, we live once.
They are the most countercultural insect that there is a cicada.
Let us worship.
Wants to eat roots and fucking trip out underneath the fucking earth for 17 years.
Let us worship the god of nature.
We're going to die. Who cares? We're not going to live forever. Let us
live it up. Yeah. The cicadas in a blaze of glory.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
So for this reason, you should always flush your cicadas with plain sand for a day and a half to remove any psychedelics.
I do have... had stayed up in Hudson this weekend just for a day.
Speaking of psychedelics.
And I felt so... I thought of you, Michael, because I was in the bathroom and I looked down and there was a spider. I think it was like a wood spider, something with a huge fucking spider. And I was like, I want to keep you for my...
But
I grabbed it with a tissue and flushed it. Listen, I didn't want to. I felt bad. I should have put it outside, but I was in the middle of a dump. And it's like, what do I... I can't open a window and throw it out.
Where was it?
I can't eat cicadas. I'm a vegan. You were dumping. And then you flush... Spiders are
You flush
important.
A spider. Yeah,
I know
spiders are fucking important.
I'm telling you because I felt bad. Because Mike's obviously has a pro-spider stance.
Yeah.
Especially
in the toilet. My pro-spider stance leads me to avoid killing them while I'm duking like you. You're secure enough to FaceTime your girlfriend from the toilet, but you couldn't pass up killing a spider. What was the distance from you?
Horrible.
Did it crawl on your foot or something?
Why
did you have to kill it? You didn't have to do anything.
I was the aggressor.
It's very sensitive to vibration.
They don't
want to
eat you. They don't
want to
eat you. They don't care about you.
They don't want to go anywhere near your ass, bro, while you're taking a dump.
Oh, yeah. They want nothing to do with your fucking baloney cheeks ass, bro. baloney slapping butt cheeks. They want nothing to do with those... For the listener, this has been Cicada Talk.
Cicada Talk. And when I come back from Cicada Land, Jeremy has to, and Mike too, but Jeremy has to come over to the apartment
again. Yeah, let's sample.
Jeremy had a play date.
Oh, you're going to make him jerk Cicada.
My son talks about Jeremy all fucking day long. Germ. He calls him Germ. He's his Germ.
Okay, you're right. Now it's a competition. I gotta get over there.
Mike.
And bring Gerard over.
Marona. That's what we need out of Alfie. That's his, because we got the Danny Tamborelli.
Oh, the analog of, Gerard's Danny Tamborelli.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah, Alfie's a good dude, man.
Thank you, Bugs, for giving us two more weeks of solid entertainment.
Alfie says he wants to watch you eat a cicada. He said.
Alfie does not. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to take Alfie for a little birthday thing next week. I think little birthday surprise shopping trip. Just saying.
We're doing that with him tomorrow for the first time because you're doing that and we haven't done it and we didn't want you to be the first people to do it. Just full disclosure. We're taking him to get his toys picked out because we're like, that's a great idea. Thanks, Jeremy, but you're not doing it first.
Riveting podcast content.
Premium. Yes. If you want to listen to some great podcasts, go to the last podcast. castnetwork.com. Good Lord, what is wrong? Might be having an aneurysm right now. I don't even know. Check them out. They have a lot of great podcasts. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. Lots of episode videos, old Pete and Pete scripts on there, a lot of old digital content that you can check out. And maybe you can even get a personalized voicemail from the boys. What else?
We do that. Yes, we do that.
Yes, we do that. You can find Danny at D Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. Michael is at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter. I am at Jeremy Balin on the Insta, at Remy Balin on the Twits. Give us a follow on, or tell your friends, tell literally everyone you could see in the streets, tell them, hand them a business card, go to DannyandMike.com, listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
If you want a business card to hand out,
fake an aneurysm. Do what it takes.
And I'll send, But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have some great cicada stories, please share them on the Twits or on the
Instas. Yeah, no mediocre cicada stories. Thank you. Only bangers.
I only want accidents. Non-fatal accidents, but accidents nonetheless.
Well, fatal one or two would be fine. Let's not close that door.
Listen to this guy. Yeah. Oh, vegan this. Don't want
to
hurt
one
the
spider.
I'm going to kill one spider. Yeah. Now you're going to kill people.
Now he's
searching for
Attila the Hun.
Yeah. God.
Yep. Yep. That's me. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
There's a spider behind you, Jeremy.
You're so gullible.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
Check it out, dude. I've been working on my Jeremy Leaf.